Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. 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 I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. Glory to God. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice in it. Let us give praise unto the Lord, for he is worthy of all our praise. What an awesome God that we serve. Glory to God. Magnify and glorify his name, for he is worthy of all our praises. I don't know about you, but I got a praise down in the spirit. Glory to God, because I know how good God has been to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've seen the goodness, and I've seen the mercies of God. I see the healing power of God. I don't see the deliverance power of God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we just thank you right now for another day. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. Glory to God. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook. Text them and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. Glory to God. Want to welcome all listeners to the show today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. Amen. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are ministries without walls, amen, going beyond the pulpit and beyond the walls to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What an awesome God we serve. Amen. Just have a couple of general announcements. Amen. We want to encourage you to get connected and stay connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We are ministries that are spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are spreading the gospel of Jesus all around the world. Glory to God. Our president and founder is Prophetess Yvonne Ryle. Amen. If you want to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry and the WOW team, just get in contact with Prophetess Yvonne at yryle50@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne A. Ryle, and you can inbox her there. Amen. Glory to God. Also, under Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, amen, Prophetess Yvonne, we have on Sunday the Hour of Power. I don't know if you missed the show today, but go back on demand, and you can listen to Prophetess Martha on Fire Word today. Glory to God, and every Sunday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank him for the word that came forth today on the Prophetic Corner. Glory to God. Prophetess Martha, Prophetic Corner is the first half of the Hour of Power from 6 o'clock p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're not connected to her ministry, you want to get connected. Glory to God, the true prophet of God. Hallelujah. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. I, Ministry Elaine, is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. On Monday, we have what we call Moment in the Spirit with Minister Michelle. Amen. Glory to God. If you want to get connected with Moment in the Spirit and to receive that by text or email, glory to God, get in contact with Prophetess Yvonne by the email address or the Facebook page that I gave to you earlier. The Moment in the Spirit is a two-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the word. Glory to God. That will help build your faith, that will encourage you, that will strengthen you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Powerful word from the Lord. Amen. Then on Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with Prophetess Yvonne Ryle and Pastor Joseph Ryle. Amen. At 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you want to be a part of that ministry. Glory to God. She is the president and the founder, working beside her husband, Pastor Joseph Ryle, every Tuesday night. We all need a word from the Lord. Glory to God. She is a true prophet and a powerful woman of God. Amen. And then on Saturday, we have Without Walls Worldwide. We have radio. Hallelujah. We have the worldwide radio, hallelujah, with Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Wild Radio. Glory to God. You want to get connected and stay connected to the Wild team, glory to God, Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. That's all of our announcements for today. If you will put those announcements in your phone and mark them on your calendar so you'll know the days and the times of all the shows. So you want to get connected to what God is doing with Without Walls Worldwide Ministries and the Wild team. Amen. Glory to God. The message will be coming from St. Mark today. Glory to God. And I'm going to go ahead and open this up in prayer. St. Mark, the first chapter. Glory to God. Father God, we just thank you for another day. We thank you, Father God, for help and strength. We thank you, Father God, for your word. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to see another day. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Father God, that we're here in our right mind, Father, because some are not in their right mind, Father. And, Father God, we pray for those whose mind is need healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But we know that you are a healer, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray for their minds to be healed, Father. We pray that you will purge their minds with the blood, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Cleanse their minds, oh God, even now, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we pray for the sick and the shut in and those who have lost loved ones, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for the family that just sent me a message up to pray for a family. And I pray right now, Father, for that family. I pray for comfort in that family for the loss of this child, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh God, I pray that you will comfort them even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh Father God, I thank you right now for your holy word, Father, for you are a comforter, Father. Oh, Father God, I just pray that they will just lay it down at the cross and leave it with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know that you know best, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now for the lost, oh God. Oh, Father God, we pray, Father God, that they will come out of the world of sin, oh God. We pray that the world will come back unto you, Father. In the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we pray for those that are locked down in sin, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father. We pray that they will come to Jesus. Oh God, while they still yet have time, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just thank you right now for your word, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. For it's your word that heals. It's your word that delivers. It's your word that sets free, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now that every need of every person, whatever it is, Father, not necessarily money, but whatever they need, is it peace, if it's joy, if it's happiness, if it's love, Father, we pray that you will supply them with whatever they need, oh God. We know that you're able to pay every one of the bills, oh God, in the name of Jesus. If they will just stand in faith and they will believe in you and have faith in the living God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, because we know that you're Jehovah Jireh, and we know that you can make a way out of no way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Father, for making a way out of no way for every listener and everyone that come back in the archives, oh God, and whoever listened to this message, oh God, bless them, Father, in a mighty way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We give you praise and we give you honor. We magnify and glorify your name, for you are worthy of all our praise. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Glory to God. God is such a good God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus, for he's worthy of all our praises. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't be here today if it had not been for the Lord on my side. Glory to God. That's not the message, but I wouldn't be here today if it hadn't been for the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I give him praise. Hallelujah. The message will be coming from St. Mark chapter number 1, and I'm going to begin reading at verse number 1, and the word of God reads, "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make this path, his path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness, and he preached the baptism of repentance for the remissions of sin. And there went out into all the land of Judea, and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel hair and with a girdle of skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey, and preached, saying, there cometh one mightier than I after me, the latch of whom shoes I'm not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And it shall come to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth to Galilee. Glory to God. And was baptized of John in the Jordan. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And verse number 10, and straightway coming out of the water, he saw the heaven open and the Spirit like a dove descended upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, thou art my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to stop right there in your own devotional time. If you will go back and read the entirety of the chapter. Glory to God. This month we have been talking about John the Baptist. Glory to God. We talked to about John the Baptist, the messenger of the gospel, preparing the way for Jesus. Glory to God. But we talked last Sunday about the message of John the Baptist. And today we're going to talk about John the Baptist's message of the gospel. Glory to God. John's message was a message of repentance and sin. John preached the truth of the gospel. Glory to God. Because it is the word of God that will heal, deliver, and set free a soul. Glory to God. Because sin killeth the soul of man. And John never changed the message. Glory to God. In the world that we live in, glory to God, we need more messages like John the Baptist. Glory to God. A message that says that one must repent, one must confess the sin, one must be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, more messages need to be preached. Oh, hallelujah, about repentance. Oh, hallelujah, now washing away of sin. When the Bible says the remission of sin, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. When it says the baptism of repentance for the remission of sin, it's simply saying that the blood, good God Almighty, the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, washes away the sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. The washing away of sin. Glory to God will come to pass. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Because the Bible says, hallelujah, that Jesus came and John had been preaching the message, glory to God, to let the people know it's time for you to turn back to God. It's time for you to turn from your evil ways. It's time for you to get right with God. Hallelujah to Jesus. For Jesus is soon to return. Glory to God. Even today, as we look at the signs of the time, we know, glory to God, that God is about to send forth messages to tell you need to get ready. You need to get your life right with God. For God is soon, Son is soon to return. Jesus is soon to return. The second coming of the Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. See, John never changed the message. Hallelujah to Jesus. He was not trying to please the world. Glory to God. He was preparing the way for Jesus to come. Glory to God. And God is sending messages now. Glory to God all over the land to prepare the way for the coming of the Messiah. Glory to God. A message of hope. A message of love. A message of deliverance. A message of healing. Glory to God. If everyone, glory to God, will hear the true message and preach the true gospel, many souls will be saved. But many souls are not being saved. They're going in and out of the church. And they come in the same way. They came in the one way. And they came going out the same way. Glory to God. They're not getting no healing. They're not getting no deliverance. They're not getting set free. Why? Why? Because nobody is preaching the message of the true gospel. Glory to God. The Bible says that John was sent. Glory to God. He was a true messenger of the gospel. Glory to God. The true messenger will preach the truth of God's word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. God didn't change the message. Hallelujah to Jesus. In the world that we live in today, where love has waxed cold, where sin is all in the land, where there's darkness and evilness and all kinds of evildoers in the land, all kinds of false prophets and false lights in the land, all the true gospel must be preached. Glory to God, because it's the only thing that's going to heal the minds of the people. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible says that John the Baptist, glory to God, baptized Jesus. Glory to God. Jesus didn't really need to be baptized. He was sinless. But he gave us an example of what we need to do in our ministry. We need to be preaching the true gospel. He was supporting John's ministry. Glory to God. If we were to support our own ministry, glory to God. How can we support other people's ministry and not support our own ministry? Glory to God. We got to work the ministries of God. Glory to God. Find the true messenger of the gospel and hear the truth of God's word. Many people don't want to hear the truth of God's word. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus, because they don't want to come out and see it. Glory to God. Sin is sin. It don't matter what you do. Sin is sin. There's no sin bigger than other sin. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We can't focus on one thing. We can't focus on one sin. Sin is sin. The Bible says all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. Hallelujah to Jesus, backbiting, gospel, glory to God, not supporting your own, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Living in adultery, living in fornication, lying and stealing, whole money, lovers of oneself, glory to God, lovers of money, sin, 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 sin killeth the soul. Glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus. Many people didn't like John's message. Oh, hallelujah, those that were not living right. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory. And a lot of religious leaders didn't like it. Hallelujah, because there were ones that were coming against John. Glory to God, because he was preaching to them. Glory to God. He was telling you to get right with God. Oh, hallelujah, you need to get right with God. Backsliders, you need to come back to God. Glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus, the message. See, it's all in the message. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. It's all in the message of the gospel. Hallelujah to Jesus. There's no other way for anybody to be saved but through the gospel. Hallelujah. You must believe. You must confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. You must believe this gospel. You must believe that Jesus rose from the dead. You got to believe that God rose him from the dead. And you got to be willing to repent of your sin. People don't want to hear the word repent. Repent means that I got to change my life around, and I got to live for Jesus. I got to do right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can't just be a Sunday morning Christian. I can't be just a church goer on Sunday. I got to live for Jesus every day of my life. Repentance means change. It means a complete change. Glory to God. Ah, hallelujah. Many people think because they go up under the water, hallelujah to Jesus. But the Bible says that when John baptized him, they confessed their sins. Glory to God. When you confess them, you got to change from. You can't go in the, you can't change them, do them same old thing. You can't keep sleeping around with Jodette. You can't keep sleeping around with Jodette. You can't still love your money more than you love God. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. You got to change your life around. Glory to God. Nobody likes a message of repentance. Glory to God. But the Bible says that God sent John to prepare the way for Jesus. He had to make the way clear. Glory to God for the Messiah. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he did what he was instructed to do. He did what he was born to do. What he was chosen to do. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. He didn't change that message. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. John's message. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. For the word tells us all have sinned. We ought to confess our sins. Hallelujah. All us that Holy Ghost filled and stay, we need to be confessing our sins daily. Hallelujah. For there's none perfect. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. But the Bible says that John baptized Jesus in the River Jordan. But Jesus walked into the River Jordan. There came salvation for the world. There came healing and deliverance through Jesus. The moment that he stepped into the Jordan River. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Life begun. Life began with Jesus. Hallelujah. this everlasting thing with Jesus. Glory to God. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he sent his only son, that all might have life in him. Now, John didn't change his message. And a true messenger of God will not change their message. Not for nobody. Because the Bible says that John preached. He preached the gospel. That's why he was beheaded, because he preached the truth. Herodias, they didn't want to hear that. King Harold didn't want to hear that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go back and read it in your own devotional time. Why he was beheaded. Because he preached the truth. Will you preach the truth and preach the message of salvation? Will you preach the gospel if nobody listens? Will you preach the gospel if nobody likes your pages? Will you preach the gospel? Will you preach the gospel when people persecute your name and crucify your name? Will you preach the gospel? Will you preach the truth? Glory to God. Or will you try to satisfy the world? So the only person that you got to satisfy is God. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's in the message. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And you must be chosen to do it. John the Baptist paved the way for Jesus. And Jesus and his ministry. Glory to God. Because the Bible even tells us that Jesus, glory to God, and Jesus said these words. He said, the time is fulfilled, God Almighty. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Now, Jesus said, repent ye and believe the gospel. That's his word. It's in red. It said, repent ye. That means you got to repent. Glory to God. Jesus is soon to return, and you must know him for yourself. The Bible tells us, if you're reading your words, glory to God, these are the signs of time. These are the signs of the times. All of this foolishness that is going on in the world, all of this pain and darkness that's going on in the world, it's got to be fulfilled. That's what the Bible says. Jesus said, when you see these things happening, when these things begin to happen, know that my return draws nigh. They said, how do we know? Is it something? How do we know? Then it's your second come. He said, when these things start happening, he said, when you have the Antichrist spirit, when you have false prophets, when you have children that don't love the parents, glory to God, when you have the household of faith not even getting along, glory to God, when you have husbands and wives that can't give along, when you have sons and daughters that can't give along, glory to God, when you have fathers against the sons, and mothers against daughters, and daughters against mother-in-laws, when you have all of these things going on in the world, when you have earthquakes everywhere, fires everywhere, folks doing all kind of things within the house of God and have no fear of God and don't mind walking in the house of God and doing everything, glory to God, when you see these things happening, says the Lord, we got to preach the message of salvation. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The message of John the Baptist never changed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. John the Baptist was the messenger of the gospel that prepared the way for Jesus. He evangelized the area. Hallelujah. He was an evangelist preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ that souls might be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. Glory to God. He was winning souls for the kingdom. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, it's kind of sad today because you don't see a lot of evangelists up in the church anymore. And they're not there anymore. Glory to God, like they should. They have the title, but they're not doing that in that role as John was. See, the Bible says that John the Baptist was down in the wilderness in Jerusalem and Judea preaching the gospel. He was bringing forth souls for Jesus. And the Bible says when Jesus came, hallelujah, the followers that were following John will start following Jesus. Because John, that's what John's job was. His job was to preach the gospel that souls would be saved, healed, and delivered. But people would confess their sins and come out of sin. You can't have people in the church, glory to God, living in sin, and you know they're living in sin, and you ain't preaching the truth, and you know that they're living in sin. Glory to God. Just because the world says that it's right doesn't make it right. God is still in control. Glory to God. He's still in control. No matter what it looks like, God is still in control. The Bible tells us, glory to God, these things must come to pass. But it said you better be ready. God Almighty, you better be ready. You better know the Son. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to know him. Hallelujah. Nobody know the day nor the hour. But it just look at the signs of the time. But somebody said, well, how can you say that? I'm not saying that he coming tomorrow. He could come, but will you be ready? Will you be ready? The Bible said no man know the day nor the hour, but he said to be ready. It's time to get the life right with God while you yet have time and believe the message. Get in a place where you can hear the truth of God's word, that you can receive healing and deliverance in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody in the pulpit ain't chosen by God. Everybody in the pulpit is not chosen by God to do the work. Glory to God. That's why you're going in and coming out. Paying your seed on our fertile ground, God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The true messengers of the gospel. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We must, as a people, get our lives right with God. But Jesus is soon to return, and we must be ready. We don't want to be like the women with the lamps. We don't want to be like them five foolish women with the lamp. It wasn't ready. We don't want to be like it was in Noah's day and not be ready. We don't want it to be like Sodom and Gomorrah and not be ready. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because, see, today many people don't want to hear the true message. Because they don't want to hear the truth. Because they know they're living unrighteous life, unholy life. Before God, you got to clean that up, and you got to get right with God. For God loved you so much that he sent his son that you might have life. Why you want to live in sin? Why you want to keep walling down in darkness and sin? Let go of all the things that are holding you down in sin. Sin kills the soul. And God never meant for man to be separated by sin. God loved the world. He loved us first. He loved it with an everlasting love. And no matter where you are right now in your life, glory to God. No matter where you are, come as you are unto the Father. Be like the prodigal son. Glory to God. Get tired. Get tired of wilding down in sin and come to the Father. Glory to God. And he's going to rise to you with an open arm. Glory to God. It's my son and my daughter. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. He's going to welcome you. Been waiting on you to get your life right. You're not going to force yourself on you. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's time to get right with God. It's time out for playing church. Glory to God. While you playing church, the Son of Man will be done returning. Glory to God. And your works can't get you in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You must have a relationship with Jesus. That's the only way to the Father. He is the only way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way. Don't make nobody fool you. Don't believe that foolishness. There's no other way to the Father but through Jesus Christ. Glory to God, the message of John the Baptist. Hallelujah. The messenger of the gospel who prepared the way for Jesus. Hallelujah. His coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, it's time now with all the stuff that is going on in the world today, you're going to need Jesus. We all need him. Glory to God. And if you don't know him as your personal Savior, if you will say this prayer with me, Father, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. I repent of my sin. Wash me with your blood. Cleanse me from the inside out. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. I confess my sin. I repent of them with a godly sorrow. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. If you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, glory to God, find your Bible-believing church, get your Bible, begin to develop your relationship with Christ. You must have a relationship with him. Glory to God. You can leave a message on Facebook to let me know if you have given your life to Christ today. Hallelujah. If you have given your life to Christ today, we want to welcome you to the body of Christ. Amen. You can inbox me on Facebook, and better yet, you can also inbox my leader as well, because we want to pray with you. Amen. Glory to God. And help you along your journey of faith with the Lord and your relationship with the Lord. Glory to God. We are running out of time, but I pray that you will meet us here next week at the same time. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Block Talk Radio. Amen. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with the same joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Have a blessed week. Know that we love you here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed.